This is the House of Hockey podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network. Hockey is more than a game, it's a lifestyle. It's you, the diehard supportive fans, your favorite players who are on the team you cheer for and the organization who supports them.
The companies that make your gear, bags, and beer league sweaters, the hockey moms and hockey dads, and everything else that makes this House of Hockey your home. Come on in. I'm Breezy.
And I'm Ray Ray.
And this is our house. The second round is in full swing and the action increases from game to game. This is where contenders are separated from pretenders. To give you some skin in the game, DraftKings will be offering free to play pools every day of the basketball playoffs, offering players a free shot at up to $10,000 in total prizes. That's up to $10,000 in total prizes for grabs each day. Best part is that it's free to play. DraftKings free to play pools are easy to enter. Just download the DraftKings app and go to pools and choose from a wide variety of free contests for opportunities to win free cash prizes. All you have to do is answer a handful of questions around what you think is going to happen during that day's basketball games and track your results throughout the evening. Questions will range from which team will hit the most threes to which team will score first. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings app now and use promo code THPN, that's THPN for the Hockey Podcast Network, when you sign up to get your free shot up to $10,000 and total prizes every day of the basketball playoffs. Head to DraftKings Pools page to get your shot at huge cash prizes. That's right. That's the promo code THPN for the Hockey Podcast Network for a limited time only at DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for full details.
Welcome to the House of Hockey Podcast. You're listening to episode 67. I'm one of your hosts, Ray Ray.
And I'm your other host, Breezy. I thought you were going to say you were me, and I was going to say I was you.
And I'm Breezy.
Yeah. And I'm Ray Ray.
And I'm Ray Ray. Yeah. I'm so dramatic. This episode is just your two favorite hockey podcast hosts, me and Breezy. We are talking all things semifinals. Why is it called the semifinals now and not the conference finals? It's the conference finals.
Technically, but I think because they all had their separate conferences, technically.
I guess.
So it's not really a conference final, but...
Whatever, I'm calling it the conference finals. This isn't basketball, we're not in the semifinals. Do they even do that, or do they do... They do conference finals in basketball, too.
I think so. I don't know, I don't really watch basketball.
I don't either, but you know what? I'm going to continue to call it the conference finals because that's what's going to happen next year. And then we're going to be saying semifinals and we're going to be wrong. And right. So I'm just going to keep with it because technically that's what it is. So
exactly. Yep.
There's just too much happening in the hockey world. And Breezy and I like doing these episodes like this. So
that's what you're going to get. Jinx, you owe me a Ferrari.
If only.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are recording this on Sunday. That means Monday, Tuesday, two more games will happen. So we'll be in games 4 and 5 of the series. So keep mm-hmm. that in consideration. Okay, I have a lot of things I want to talk about.
All right, let's just do it.
Okay, let's go with... Here's my unpopular hockey opinion, and it's a gut feeling that I think we are going to see the Islanders and Canadiens in the Stanley Cup final.
I like it. That's who I would love to see in the Stanley Cup final. No offense to any of our guests who have been on that represent the Lightning and the Knights. I just think it would be an awesome Stanley Cup final to see the Habs versus the Isles. And yeah, I have to agree with you on that.
Underdogs. I want to see absolutely them. And I love how the Canadians have literally come out of nowhere. The sleeper killers in hockey. Nobody's been paying any attention to them except for Habs fans. All of a sudden, they are a serious threat. Legit threat.
When the season first started, I remember I was like, gosh, dang it. I'm going to watch I have to watch the Canadians this season because of Toffoli. And so I've kind of gotten my dad into watching it too. And it's been pretty funny, but the first few games I'm looking at them playing and I'm like, dang, I was like, I hate to say this, but these guys could go pretty far. I mean, they could be, you know, serious contenders for the cup. And that was like two games into the season. Now, granted, the season was shortened, but it mm-hmm. also was somewhat of a long season in a shortened time because they were playing so often and playing each other so often. So to see them struggle against the same Canadian teams in their divisions doesn't really, much like every other single division playing, you know, each other's teams, it's hard to see a team play a team like how they are playing now in different divisions because they're not used to it. So I think that they're able to maybe explore deeper into each player's abilities and skills and lines and whatnot. To then, I think every team got better playing other teams in other divisions. Mm-hmm. And I said divisions way too many times, and I really hate it.
It's okay. At least you didn't say conference finals.
That's true. That is true. That is true.
That's what I'm calling it. It doesn't get with the program, people. That's what I'm calling yeah. it.
But do you agree?
I agree. I totally agree. And I think that the Canadians have been able to adjust really well outside of their division and playing, here we go, let's do like yeah. a drinking game or something. How many times do we say that? Yeah. But I think they're really giving the Vegas Golden Knights a run for their money, and they're not giving them an easy run, which is all we can ever pray for in yeah. hockey playoffs, is like good like surprising games where they're right. just really fighting to win. And on top of it, the Canadiens head coach tests positive for COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
Shocker, you know, I mean, yeah. like that's a huge difference, but they still managed to pull out the W.
Exactly.
So that says a lot about the team, I think, the core.
It does, yeah.
And the veteran leadership on that team is insane.
It runs deep. I mean, you can never sleep on the Knights. Let's just put that out there.
Agree.
But I do think it's funny because I think a lot of people thought that the Knights had it. And I actually saw a meme online, and it wasn't a direct quote, but it was someone who made up a quote for Mark Stone. And it said, this should be an easy four games. It's like playing an AHL team. And I looked and I was like, I think people may think that it could be like that, but you can't sleep on either team, especially right now. And it's just been, I mean, I'm assuming you've watched
mm-hmm.
some of the games at least.
And
they are fun. They're action packed. It's been a great series, and I'm super excited for the game tonight. And yeah.
The Islanders Lightning series is one of the most exciting things to watch in a long time because they're playing such, I hate calling it old time hockey, but the physicalness yeah. and the fighting and the aggressiveness. And I know people are like, watching the Islanders play, it's so boring. This series is far from boring. They are yeah. firing pucks at Vasilevskiy like it is their, like the Stanley Cup depends on it.
Yeah, and, for real.
And they are putting in the work, and I absolutely love it. And my boy Barzal with that goal in game, they're on game four, right? No. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They just played game four, yeah.
Yeah. And then Pulock with that save in front of the net, like he was a goalie. I was like, oh my God, with like 5 seconds left. I mean, this is what we live for, you know?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's been great hockey, and I've been super, super excited to like for every single day, because every single day, you know, you're going to get a new rivalry, a new, you know, whether it's on a team basis or a player basis, whatever it could be. Mm-hmm. Great hockey's been played, and I mean, you just never know what's going to happen.
No. You might want to shut the front door on me, you, Breezy, and everybody else listening. But the Nassau Coliseum is the loudest building in the NHL.
Uh-huh.
Period. The end. I threw the TV They cheer all game long. They chant all game long. And that building is small, so I get it. It sounds louder, right? Because it's like square footage, yeah. Blah, 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 sound travel, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't care. They are louder. They cheer the whole time. Even the Habs, so they are allowed to have, what, like under 4,000 fans? But they're piping in sound. And that sound is louder than the fans in the building. And it sounds really weird. But they're trying really hard to replicate that energy, because when they play in Vegas, I mean, that's a loud building too, but not to the extent of the constant cheering and chanting and songs. Like, the Nassau Coliseum sounds like an English soccer field, football, field.
I would have to agree, but I will say that the Islanders and their fans haven't had much to cheer for in quite some time. I mean, they've had, obviously, you know, a great run a few times, but I think this is the furthest they have been in a very long time. Don't quote me on that. You might have to fact check me. But they're probably just so excited.
Yeah. And the fact that this is their last season to ever play at the Coliseum.
True.
That's why it's like even more. You know, like, this is it. This, their barn, like, this is the last time. And how cool would it be to bring a Stanley Cup into that barn, you know? I think there's a little extra passion.
It is. You remember last week, I think it was last week, when you said Toronto fans are going to be really, really mad at me.
For getting the Tyler Toffoli jersey.
But this thing is sick.
It's sick,
Breezy. This thing is sick. I haven't worn it because it's been like 100 degrees with like 50% humidity where I'm at. It's way too hot to wear, but I might just have to put it on tonight for Tyler. Super cool. This is what you made me do, Tyler. Thank you. And bring on the hate. It's fine. I could take it.
You know what? That is a sweet jersey. I specifically put on a red Habs colored shirt today as well. Well, it could go orange or Habs. It could
That's
go.
True. It could go either way.
I am
wearing my Tyler Toffoli LA Kings hat today. So if I have to, I hate cross teaming, but if I have to, I will cross team today. It's just a super exciting time. And this sweater is so sick.
It's gorgeous.
I love the away jersey. His name and number look fantastic with these colors.
I agree.
I had to have it. I had to have it.
There's something about that red, white, and blue look that you just can't go wrong with, you know?
Yeah, and you got the ties on there. Not a lot of jerseys have the ties nowadays, so.
Yeah, nice detail.
It adds to it. I don't know what French is, but this is also really cool in the collar. I'll learn it one day, guys.
Read it to me. Try to read it in French. I want to know what it says.
Not today.
Come on.
There's no way I can even read this. I'm going to sound like a freaking idiot.
No, you're not.
Bras muratis vus tendent le flambe? Flambeau? I'm thinking about cooking. Flambe. That's awesome.
I just wanted to hear you try to speak French. I can't speak French either, so.
I hope that brought you a lot of joy today.
It did. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
I think that was a very good decision, and I just wanted you to be aware that Leafs fans are going to have a lot to say about that, but...
That's okay. I don't think I'm very creditable when it comes to the Leafs, but that's fine.
You know what? I think you are creditable, and I think you are a Toffoli fan, and you have explained it, and
there you go.
People can come at you, so...
Boom. They can come at me all they want.
Speaking of Toffoli, Toffoli Caulfield Suzuki line... is incredible to watch. Mind blown. Cole Caulfield.
Insane.
That kid.
The kid isn't even human.
No. He, to step up, first of all, there's so many things. He's 20. 1920. Finished his sophomore year at Wisconsin. Big hockey school, lots of stuff going on around that. But to go to the Canadiens, one of the original six hockey teams, a city that is diehard and super intense about their hockey.
Yep.
And to be playing in the conference finals.
There you go.
At that age, and to be able to deliver and to not choke and to just be in the right place at the right time. His assists, his passes to Toffoli when, I mean, his goal, I'm blown away by the kid. He has got it, and I hope he keeps it, and I hope that we see a lot of great hockey from him in the future.
I agree. I think that he has delivered more than what has been expected from him. I think he has a super bright future with the Canadiens or with whoever decides to get him. But if the Canadiens don't swoop him up, that would be probably one of their biggest mistakes. I don't know. I'm speechless when it comes to that line. It's like,
it's so fun to watch.
What are you guys doing? What are you guys drinking? Like, what's in your water in that locker room?
There's just some kind of special camaraderie that we talk about a lot. And I think we're seeing it play out on the ice with the Canadiens and with, I always screw up all the names because there's three players on the Canadiens whose last name's P. And I always screw it up. There's Petrie, there's Price, and there's Perry. And I always screw up whose first name goes to.
Oh, geez. But I do want to talk about Corey Perry here for a second, though.
Corey Perry. Okay, yes. I have to really think hard about who that person is because my wires cross. Okay, go ahead with Corey Perry.
So, Corey Perry, I think I've made it very clear that I just do not like the guy as a player. But he took a high stick to the face. Like, it was whacked to his face. The guy was bleeding everywhere. Should have obviously been a penalty. But the guy walked into the dressing room. They won in the overtime. He was back out there high-fiving and chanting them up. Just blood all. He wasn't even fixed up yet. He just had blood everywhere. And I was like, I see you, Corey Perry. I still may not like you, but I see you. And you have a little respect for me on this one. Insane. These guys are insane.
I know. He's a team guy. And then Petrie's eyes
looked
like something out of one of those scary movies you like to watch. I don't know.
I mean,
he was fine.
It kind of matched his jersey. Maybe that was just like have you ever seen The Little Giants, that old school like football movie?
Yeah.
And when they put like those little things in their mouth and they're like, intimidation. And it's like, maybe that was his intimidation. He put little like things in his eyes.
They put like Alka-Seltzer in their mouth and were like, oh my God, that's so funny. I haven't thought about that
forever. I love that movie.
What would the league do if the like starting line for the Canadians came out and had Alka-Seltzer in their mouth and were like, and like were falling? What would they do? Is that like game misconduct? What do you call for that?
I don't know.
What do you do? I think they should
probably
find out.
A delay of game penalty because now you got to clean the ice with Alka-Seltzer. What does that do to ice?
I don't know. And then penalize all five players on the ice? Get 2 minutes. What do you do?
Or does the team get a fine for like being the ultimate pranksters or something? I don't know.
I don't know. I like this idea, and I would like any NHL team to try this at some point. Maybe not in the conference finals or the Stanley Cup final, but, you know, try it in a regular season game when it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
When it's not somebody in your conference.
Yeah.
Or your division.
That's funny. The Little Giants. Wow.
So good. And then can we also talk about, I would say, the star of the Tampa Bay Lightning in the Stanley Cup final, Stanley Cup playoffs, Braden Point.
Mm-hmm.
Just a phenomenal playing. He has hit his stride. He is in the right place at the right time. And I mean, he did cause a goal, but he's made up for it because I think he's got some crazy record of most goals in a playoff run, but he's really showing his skill. So it's exciting to watch him.
It is super exciting to watch him. I think, now correct me if I'm wrong, but I think having this podcast and talking to everyone that we've talked to, it makes you look at teams differently. And although you are obviously your diehard Blackhawks fan, excuse me, I think you would say, you know, your roots are Blackhawks strong, right? But you're a fan of other teams based off of players and how they're playing, and just being able to watch them, regardless if the Blackhawks are playing now or in season, whatever it is. Because that's how I feel. It's like, I may not be like a diehard fan of every team, but I'm like, I catch myself watching every game almost if I can. And I'm like cheering on a team I thought I hated.
Right. Oh, 100%. I mean, I just like to watch good hockey. And you're right. We do get a different insight and look at the different teams and hearing more stories from our guests about certain players and things like that. That it shapes how we see them, because we get to see who they really are, a little bit of who they really are as people and not just the hockey player. And I think that gives you more skin in the game. You have more investment in watching them and knowing certain things. And just like Victor Hedman too, like such a nice guy. I think I interviewed him, but like, you know, I want to see him do well. I was happy that he got a Stanley Cup, you know, and Stammer, you know, that kind of thing. But it definitely changes how we watch the game. And I think for the better.
I agree. And it's, I think you pay attention more to the small details. I just had this conversation with someone before and they're like, well, why do you want to watch the games? And I'm like, how could you not want to watch the game? It's like, yes, it's exciting, but like even on a regular season, like you'll find me watching like a Rangers Detroit game and I'm sitting there like yelling at the TV. Why am I even watching this game? I have no reason to watch the game other than maybe there's nothing else on TV. But I'm excited because we've talked to people who have talked so highly of their teams and like the history of each one and whatnot. And I'm rambling, but it's just really cool. I think you just look at things differently. And I guess I'm just super excited that we've been able to talk to whoever we've been able to talk to, because I just see the sport in the game at just such a different perspective now. And it's been really cool.
It has been. I agree with you. It's cool to watch now. And
I even go back to talking to Stormy and how she was checked. By Nick Holden. Yes. Every time I hear Holden on the TV, same. I'm like, that's my guy right there. I don't know why he's my guy. Why do I even say that?
I do the same thing. And Nick Holden, I'm like, he's your shot to Stormy. That's Stormy's guy.
I like him. I like his personality.
Literally, I was thinking that. Like, that's the one.
That's the guy. That's him right there.
So ridiculous. But yeah, I think it makes it that much more fun for us to watch, which is why we do.
You want to see everyone do well, but someone's got to win. And my famous saying, right? I'm not going to do it.
Somebody's got to win and somebody's got to lose.
There you go.
Well, speaking of the Islanders and all things New York, I got to do something really fun this week. I got to be in an independent short film as an actress, which is not something I do all the time, but on the occasion I dabble. I got to play a mobster's girlfriend, an upper middle class Italian suburban mobster's girlfriend, and I had the big hair and the accents and the big makeup and the jewelry and like the whole thing.
Wow.
And it was super fun. We went, the whole sort of scene is he has to take a dead body to the dump, but we're on the way to brunch and I'm super annoyed that we have to do this on the way. And we actually shredded a fake body in a body bag in a wood chipper. at this dump. Like, he apparently carved a giant piece of wood to look like a human body shape. He bought a body bag, like the guy who was directing the film and was my co-star. He bought a body bag off of Amazon along with fake cash. Talk about, like, the government looking at you.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah, you could buy all this stuff on Amazon. Who knew? But, like, okay, so he bought all this stuff. He had the body bag in the car, and the dump actually let him throw the body bag with the wood thing in it, with the wood body in it, and shredded it on camera. And it, like, shot out the back. It was so cool.
Oh, my God.
So it was fun. I got to channel my inner Marissa Tourme from My Cousin Vinny, and the accent and the attitude. And really, it was like a dream to just talk like that all day.
That's pretty cool. That was actually my nightmare, hearing you talk like that, because I got yelled at by a girl from New York at work. And she was not a happy camper. I didn't even do anything wrong. She just had something wrong with her. And I'm not going to mention her name because she doesn't deserve that. But it was pretty bad. It was really bad.
No.
But it's okay. But I'm glad you lived out your dream.
I did. It was
actually
fantastic.
Really cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, I'll have to keep you guys posted when it's finished being edited. But it was fun. Something different I got to do. Anything new and exciting in your world?
No, nothing new, nothing exciting. I have some family down this week. It's been really tiring and hectic, and that's pretty much it. Other than my video that I sent to you earlier in the week,
Explain.
I guess we can debunk it.
Yes, we have an unexplained things that can be explained.
And we're going to keep it on the movie theme, I guess. But a few weeks ago, I guess it might have been a couple months ago, a friend of mine had filmed I guess it's not necessarily confirmed, take it as you will, but it's pretty darn close. A friend of mine had filmed unexplained lights right by my house area. It was actually over the area that we went and took our photos. That was also a fun day. And I came across a video, a Justin Bieber video, to be exact, my boy JB, and the fact that he was literally a 2-minute walk from my house is also awesome. But in his music video, I'm sure we could throw a clip up on here, it's the same exact lights, not the same exact, but the pretty close lights. In the area, you can tell that it was the area, background, I guess, the trees, the flooring and whatnot, same kind of light strobing. So, those unexplained lights a few months ago was probably just JB shooting his music video. Not a big deal, but I really wanted them to be unexplained lights, 'cause that would have been crazy.
I know. It's fun. We explained it. We figured it out. That's just as gratifying, I think, as us one day seeing an alien or a ghost or something.
Exactly. So, JB, thanks for the entertainment for the last few months. And thank you for allowing us to debunk. I wish you would have come over for a beer or maybe to watch a hockey game with me while you were so close. I will take a rain check. And that's all I got for you.
Did you see Biebs and Matthews? And, like, I couldn't see all the other Leafs players that were with him in the video, but they went to some fight in Vegas, right?
Yeah, boxing match. I don't know if it was Vegas.
I don't know.
I don't know where it was, but I saw that and I was like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're like, I love the TMZ guys. They're like, who are you with? Like, because they clearly don't know anything about hockey.
Yeah.
Like having to ask Justin Bieber who is with him.
Yeah.
Only some of the highest paid athletes in the NHL, but okay. Yeah,
but not a big deal. That's fine.
And Biebs doesn't even say who it is. He's like, we're just boys go to watch a fight.
Yeah. We're just here to have a good time.
Exactly. I think on that note, we should go have a good time and watch some hockey.
I agree.
Thanks for coming over to our House of Hockey podcast and hanging out with us. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And in the meantime, you can follow us on social media. Just look for House of Hockey podcast. We'll be back next week.